Well, nearly a million caribou live in the state of Alaska, but in the rest of the U.S., caribou are hard to find. There is one struggling herd on the border of Idaho and Washington state, and this winter, a group of biologists, tribal members, and volunteers are trudging through forests there to collect the caribou's favorite food, lichen, as part of a last-ditch effort to boost the herd's numbers. Emily Schwing from the Northwest News Network has more.
The herd is called the South Selkirk Mountain Caribou. The animals live in a mountain range that stretches across the U.S.-Canada border into northeastern Washington state and the Idaho Panhandle. In the winter, they head for the mountains and feast on lichen that hangs from tree branches. To be clear, this caribou herd is tiny.
Today, these are the last 11 that occupy habitat in the lower 48.
That's Ray Entz. A biologist, he also directs the wildlife program for the Kalispell Indian Tribe.
Once these 11 caribou are gone, it's over for the United States.
So the Kalispells joined forces with other tribes, wildlife management agencies, and conservation groups on both sides of the border to build an 18-acre maternity pen in British Columbia. Shepherds have been hired to watch over the herd. If all goes well, that's where between 5 and 8 pregnant caribou will give birth this spring, away from the threat of predators. The goal is to help the herd grow. The challenge is feeding those pregnant animals once they're in the pen. Enter Cheryl Moody.
I am the executive director of the Selkirk Conservation Alliance.
There's a row of hammocks hanging from wall to wall in the garage at Moody's North Idaho home. Hammocks, the kind you'd hang between two trees and lounge in with a good book or a beer. But on this day, they're full of stringy, crunchy, dried out, bright green lichen. Exactly the kind mountain caribou love to munch on.
It looks like hair. It looks like pea green hair.
many people are familiar with this. People mistake it for moss frequently, but as kids, we called it witch's hair or goat's beard.
My dad used to hang it out of his nose as a joke.
Well, there you go.
But this is no joke. This is part of one last effort to save what remains of mountain caribou here in the lower 48. And so here is Cheryl Moody, elbow deep in lichen, that she and other volunteers have collected by hand from tree branches for most of the last year.
When we use the poles to pull the lichen down off the trees, we get a lot of small sticks, pine needles, other debris.
Lichen is high in protein and nutrients and readily available in the winter when other plants are not. And biologist Ray Entz says pregnant caribou eat tons of it.
Yeah, it's like 38 pounds per day per animal.
Lichen weighs virtually nothing, and this crew has to gather between 150 and 250 pounds of the stuff, hang it, dry it, and clean it by early March.
This 250 pounds of lichen is just to sustain those animals over that first 10 days so they're weaned off of lichen and onto pelletized food. And then as they're released, the snow melt makes available their regular diet of buds and leaves and things from shrubbery and forbs.
This is the first year a maternity pen has been used to help the South Selkirk herd. And says they're the most critically endangered mammal species in North America. That's why he and other volunteers are trying so hard to save them.
I don't care if we fail. If we try everything and anything to recover caribou and they don't make it, I'm okay with that. But if we just sit back and let them go when we had an opportunity to interject and recover this species and we didn't do it, I can't live with that.
If the caribou and their calves do well in the maternity pen this spring, wildlife managers could help boost the herd's numbers in future years with caribou from Canada. For now, people like Cheryl Moody will keep gathering and cleaning lichen because the last caribou in the contiguous U.S. aren't gone yet. For Here and Now, I'm Emily Schwing.